The first day off, it was more yesterday, he felt good. You know, he didn't feel great, but he was real sharp in practice, so he was confident. Waited till this morning to make a decision. But he said this morning he was ready to roll.
Pretty taxing game for your team in terms of it was never, ever, ever in control.
There was no easy breathing in there for that one. And but good to win a game like that. That was obvious. A lot of tension there. You could see it in some of the puck movement there in the third, especially, I thought. And then we had some good momentum. I thought at 5-3, we did a real good job up until the last 2 minutes, until the goalie came out. They do have some special players there, and you could see off their attack, their ability to kick the puck wide, get it back. I mean, three or four real good, some good hands, some real good skill plays, but good win.
You guys have played, your players have said, you know, that pressure hasn't been an issue because they felt like they've been fighting for their playoff spot since December. But this is different. They're, you know, the games now are...
Yeah, you get down to the end of it. In some ways, it's easier to play those games. It's easier to mentally process. It's not like you got 20 more of these. We got four games. They're all going to be with that kind of intensity and every shift being the feeling like it can be the thing that puts you over the hump or sets you back. So it's good. It's better coming to the rink like that and playing games like this. A whole lot more fun than riding out a string, that's for sure.
Paul, when a game's not played with the same type of structure and what we saw in the Chicago and Rangers game, how much more difficult is it to keep the bench composed and keep the players calm?
The game wasn't it seemed like both teams, there were pucks going in both. Nobody had a real good handle sometimes on where a shot was going to come out, or getting a handle on the puck was a challenge for both groups. In the parts of the game where we were effective with what we wanted to do, it looked real clean. And there were some other parts. You know, they've got an active group. They're active off the blue line. It's a challenge to sort it out. But we sorted it out just enough.
What is making that, I don't want to call them the third line, but the combination of Stepniak, Perreault, and Lowry go right now?
Well, Lee's a real good shooter. You know, he's got that ability. He actually missed a couple tonight, some glove shots that he put over the net that were he knew where he was going with them. But Adam can control, can get in and create enough offense off with his size. Matty Perreault, I think, is a key piece to what those guys do. So we got a goal from each line tonight, and they got the two. Perreault gets three assists. He has that kind of pro-league factor. Wherever we play him, that line seems to generate offense.
Coach, would you expound on that a little bit, that whether or not you thought he's been the best today that he's been since he came back from his injury?
Well, he has been. So Brian Little as well was better than in the first. Sands coming back to him. It's a big chunk of time to take off and then come back into this kind of game, the speed and the pace. So he looked like he was back getting on the puck and then having enough time with it to make some little small area plays that he can with his skills.
Paul, I'll just have to say that was a pretty big face-off at 3.6 seconds left. Decided to go with Mark, just kind of the thought process behind going with him and what that experience maybe brings.
Yeah, on his offside with there probably would have been a lefty if it wasn't an icing taking that. Jimmy was dominant on the face-offs tonight, but every game that, you know, you look at Scheifele and Lowry and I think Trouba and that, then they can get into those games and be put in those situations that the game's on the line with them. That's great. Great for their confidence.
Make it all about Adam Lowry, but he seems not to have any fear of, no matter how many years someone's played in the National Hockey League, how big he is, he'll go in and bang anybody.
That's when you know a guy's turned pro. You see it with defensemen and scrums first, when a young D will always drop his eyes in a scrum. And then when he gets to that point where he feels he belongs, he won't. There's some pushback. And I'll be honest with you, saw that with Adam Lowry in the game three of our season. We went into LA on back-to-back nights. We weren't particularly good, but he didn't get late to any hit, stood in the scrums. He's had that presence about him all year. He had it. I'll go back, and I know I've talked about it a bunch, but the two games that he played in the conference final last year for in the American Hockey League. The second game was an absolute, as mean as game as I've seen in an awfully long time, and he got better in it. He relished that kind of game, so there's no fear in what he does.
How much will you critique that game? I mean, there's a lot of clips you could find that you don't like, right?
Well, so we had a game plan. So we'll do it off what we wanted to get done, and there's a lot of examples of success on it, especially in the offensive zone, of how we wanted our offensive zone game to look. And then we spent an awful lot of time how we were sorting out rushes. And so there'll be lots of video there too. So we'll be able to relate it back to the game plan, which is going to be important for the Minnesota game. So we'll tie that together. We're not going to cover the entire game. The 4-3 goal, is a piece of video that we've shown, a bunch of times. We're not going to go over every mistake, but we'll tie it to where we're at with our game. Thank you.